Chapter 164. "What's this?" Vivienne asks, and Llewellyn holds out the books, worn and well-loved, familiar.
"It was his," she says,
eyes lowered to the book's well-loved cover, holding them out to her.
"I shouldn't have it."
Vivienne touches her fingertips to the cover. Bastien. His children learned to read on these books. His grandchildren. She remembers them reading them. The smell of home from the pages whenever they opened. Vivienne takes the books from the Inquisitor's hands, touching the fading print, the lettering and the worn binding. Memories. So many memories. Pointless, really. Lost. Good and bad and both. "No, my dear, you take them," Vivienne says, handing them back to the Inquisitor. Memories. The dip in Llewellyn's brow as she sounds out unfamiliar words, the delicate tip of her finger tracing and carefully picking out syllables, the smile that blooms over her face when she reads it well enough to understand, when she finally gets the story and is no longer concentrating on the work of reading. Llewellyn, excited as she reads the story to whomever will sit still to listen. The Tevinter, the Iron Bull, Varric, Montpellier, her stag. Llewellyn, when she says thank you, breathless with awe, when Vivienne placed them in her hands for the first time and told her to take care of them. All books are precious. A lesson that all three of them, Pavis, Solus, herself, can at least agree on. Llewellyn takes the books once more, and this time she looks at them like fragile things, rather than beautiful things. Cradles them like glass rather than gold.
"I will hold them for you," Llewellyn says, "but I will not take them from you."
Llewellyn looks up.
"Thank you."
Vivienne dips her head, tired and worn. "Thank you."
"His name is Sutherland, and I think he's rather nice,"
Llewellyn says, and Bull hums.
"What did I tell you about talking to strangers who come to Skyhold? You haven't been briefed on and haven't been vetted."
"Don't?"
Llewellyn tilts her head.
"But Bull, if I don't talk to them, they'll never not be strangers. It's not like you make allies."
"Got you there, chief," Krem says, ruffling Llewellyn's hair before reaching around her and smacking Stitch's head. "Cough up. You owe me."
Bull looks between them as Stitches sighs and hands over some gold pieces.
"I knew she'd talk to him before anyone else," Krem explains. "You knew who this guy was and didn't think to tell anyone so he could be checked?"
Bull raises an eyebrow. "He's just a boy, chief," Stitches says.
"A skinny one. Not the bad sort. We know the bad sort."
"We are the bad sort," Skinner snorts, sitting next to Bull, reaching over the table to pet Llewellyn's hair back into shape.
"I think you're the wonderful sort," Llewellyn says, "and he's nice."
"Were you ever going to tell anyone about him, or were you just going to keep quiet?"
Llewellyn looks faintly puzzled.
"He's right in the open where everyone can see him, Bull. I don't think I need to tell people he exists. I think that's more of something I need to do for the person who keeps making wind noises."
"Who?"
"The one from the Inquisition."
"The what?"
"I told you about this already."
Bull and the rest of the assembled chargers exchange confused looks. Llewellyn sighs.
"See, what's the point in me telling you things if you're just going to forget I told them to you and then get mad at me for not telling you later? Either way, Cullen is sending him out with some troops to take care of trouble. You'll know for certain if he's not the right sort then, won't you?"
When you were in training to be the first of your clan, what did you choose to train in? Solas asks her, and glances up at him with half moons for eyes and smiles. Solas raises an eyebrow. A guessing game, Dalen? Lavellan's half moon eyes glitter.
You know I don't talk about my clan here. Dalish talk to Dalish, elves talk to elves, but now, when the Shem have ears...
I see no Shemlin here. Solas raises an eyebrow. And I believe that you do not consider me a flat ear.
No, I do not, Lavellan says. But some things are meant only for the discussion of hollow walls. You can guess, but I won't say.
Solas narrows his eyes. Are you baiting me, Dalen?
Depends. Is it working, Haren?
Solas feels his lips twitch upwards. Truly, she would have been... He would have... In another time, another place, another elf, he would have raised her high. Or perhaps she would have raised herself. For a Dalish, your knowledge of lore and runes is remarkably thorough. Was that your study?
No, Lavellan says, though I am very interested.
Does it concern your Vasilin?
In only the most roundabout of ways, yes. But these marks were awarded for more of my heart and spirit than for my field of study and talent, to tell the truth about it.
Solas thought as much. Did you study a craft?
No, Lavellan says. Not any more than anyone else did. What Dalish doesn't learn some sort of craft?
A poor one, Solas deadpans, and Lavellan laughs. Were you a keeper of songs?
I am a keeper of many things, Lavellan replies. Songs, perhaps, might be considered one of them. But who is not a keeper of songs and stories?
Solas narrows his eyes at her, and she flashes her teeth in a starlight smile. Were you a trickster, Dalen? Following in the footsteps of the wolf?
We all follow the footsteps of the wolf, Haren.
And what of the twisting fates of his well-spun words?
Ah, that I can only hope to dream of someday, becoming as good at. Is there anyone in this world or the next who can outwit the wolf?
Many. Sometimes you.
Solas hums.
Do I get a hint?
Do I get a hint on my next test?
Solas raises a brow. Lavellan wrinkles her nose. A hint on the next astrarium, Solas concedes. Lavellan claps her hands and makes a quick shape with her fingers. Ah, a keeper of faces, Solas says, surprised. You do not use such magic here.
It is sacred magic, Lavellan replies. I would never use it here. Though I sometimes long to. I worked hard for the magic of shapes and faces. Earned my shapes. Earned my faces.
Solas muses that it explains so much about her, to have learned and studied that school. I will not tell the others, Solas says, though I hear that the hero of Ferelden studied the changing of shapes.
Not from us, Lavellan points out. Not our ways.
Solas dips his head. No, not your ways.